Hi, this is David. Over the years, I've started a number of businesses, like this podcast. Some have succeeded and others have failed. But the common experience has been feeling rather alone at the start and getting overwhelmed by all the things you have to do, all the different hats you have to wear. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With Shopify's help, you can launch a beautiful online store fast. It's like having your own design studio, with hundreds of templates that are easily modified to match your brand's unique vibe. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools to accelerate content creation. You'll be able to quickly write product descriptions, page headlines, while also enhancing product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading has been edited and adapted from the book Your Forces and How to Use Them by Christian D. Larson, published in 1909. Life is growth, and the object of right thinking is to promote that growth. Give less time trying to change the opinions of others, and more time trying to improve your own life. Life becomes the way it is lived, and we may live the way we want to live when we learn to think what we want to think. Create your own thought and you become what you want to become, because your thought creates you. We all know that we are as we think. Then we must think only such thoughts as tend to make us what we wish to be. The secret of right thinking is found in always keeping the mind's eye fixed upon the greater and the better in all things. Scientific research in the metaphysical field has demonstrated the fact we are what we think, that we become what we think, and that what we think in the present determines what we are to become in the future, and also that since we can change our thoughts for the better along any line, we can therefore completely change ourselves along any line. But the majority of us who try to apply this law do not succeed to a great degree, the reason being that instead of working entirely upon the principle that we are as we think, we proceed in the belief that we are what we think we are. At first sight, there may seem to be no difference between the principle that we are as we think and the belief that we are what we think we are. But close study will reveal the fact that the latter is absolutely untrue. You are not what you think you are, because personality, mentality, and character are not determined by personal opinions. It is the thought of the heart, that is, the mental expression from the subconscious, that makes the personal you what you are. But the subconscious is affected only by what you actually think in the real field of creative thought, and not by what you may think of yourself in the field of mere personal opinion. It is subjective thought that makes you what you are. But to think that you are thus or so will not necessarily make you thus or so. To create subjective thought, you must act directly upon the subconscious, but it is not possible to impress the subconscious while you are forming opinions about your personal self. A mere statement about yourself will not affect or change the subconscious. And so long as the subconscious remains unchanged, you will remain unchanged too. While you are thinking simply about your external or personal self, you are acting upon the objective. But to change yourself, you must act upon the subjective. You may think that you are great, but so long as you continue to think small thoughts, you will continue to be small. No matter how high an opinion we may have of ourselves, while we are living in the superficial, our thoughts will be empty, and empty thoughts are not conducive to high attainments and great achievements. We become great when we think great thoughts, and to think great thoughts, we must transcend the limitations and circumscribed conditions of the individual, and mentally enter into the world of the great and the superior. We must seek to gain a larger and a larger consciousness of the world of real quality, real worth, and real superiority, and must dwell upon the loftiest mountain peaks of mind that we can possibly reach. We must live in the life of greatness, breathe the spirit of greatness, and feel the very soul of greatness. Then, and only then, will we think great thoughts. And the mind that continues to think great thoughts will continue to grow in greatness. What you give to your thought will give to you, and you will be and become accordingly, no matter what you may think that you are. The cause that you originate in the within will produce its effect in the without, regardless of what your opinions may be. Your personal life will consequently be the result of what you think, but it will not necessarily be what you think it is. For example, you may think that you are healthy and well, but you will not secure health truly until you think thoughts that produce health. You may persistently affirm that you are well, but so long as you live in discord, confusion, worry, fear, and other wrong states of mind, you will be sick. That is, you will be as you think, and not what you think you are. You may state health in your thought, but if you give worry, fear, and discord to that thought, your thinking will produce discord. It is not what we state in our thoughts, but what we give to our thoughts that determine results. To produce health, thought itself must be healthful and positive. It must contain the quality of health and the very life of health. This, however, is not possible unless the mind is conscious of health at the time when such thought is being produced. Therefore, to think thoughts that can produce health, the mind must enter into the realization of the being of health and not simply dwell in the objective belief about health. Now, let's talk about intelligence and ability. You may think that your mind is brilliant, and you may undertake the most difficult tasks in the belief that you are equal to the occasion. But the question is if your conception of brilliancy is great or small. If your conception of brilliancy is small, you may be right to that degree in thinking you are brilliant. That is, you may be brilliant as far as your understanding of brilliancy goes. Whether that is sufficient or not to carry out the task that is before you is another question. Your opinion of your mental capacity may be great, but if your idea of intelligence is crude, your intelligence-producing thought will also be crude, and can produce only crude intelligence. It is therefore evident that to simply think that you are brilliant will not produce brilliancy unless your understanding of brilliancy is made larger, higher, and finer. Do not call yourself brilliant at any time, or do not think of yourself as lacking in brilliancy. Simply fix the mental eye upon absolute brilliancy, and desire with all the power of mind and soul to go on and on into higher steps of that brilliancy. when all the elements and forces of your system are working in such a way that beauty will naturally be produced, you will be beautiful, whether you think you are beautiful or not. And it is the actions of the subconscious that determine how the elements and forces of the system are to work. Therefore, the beautiful person is beautiful because their real interior thinking is conducive to the creation of the beautiful. That person, however, who is not beautiful, does not necessarily think ugly thoughts, but their interior mental actions have not been brought together in such a way as to produce the expression of beauty. That is, the subconscious actions have not been arranged according to the most perfect pattern. But these actions can be arranged in that manner, not by thinking that one is beautiful, but by thinking thoughts that are beautiful. When you think that you are beautiful, you are liable to think that you are more beautiful than others, and such a thought is not a beautiful thought. To recognize or criticize ugliness and inferiority in others is to create the inferior and the ugly in yourself. And what you create in yourself will sooner or later be expressed through your mind and personality. So long as you worry, hate, or fear, your thought will make you disagreeable in mind and character, and later on in the person as well. And no amount of affirming or thinking that you are beautiful will overcome those ugly states of mind that you have created. You will thus be as you think, worried, hateful, and ugly, and not beautiful as you may try to think you are. The personal individual is the result, not of beliefs or opinions, but of the quality of all the mental actions that are at work throughout the whole mind. You are as you think in every thought, and not what you think you are in one or more isolated parts of your personal self. You may think that you are good, but your idea of goodness may be wrong. Your thought, therefore, will not be conducive to goodness. On the contrary, the more you praise yourself for being good, the less goodness you will express in your nature. In addition, to think of yourself as good will have a tendency to produce a feeling of self-righteousness. This feeling will cause the mind to look down upon the less fortunate, and a mind that looks down will soon begin to go down, and you will be no better than those whom you criticized before. You are only as good as the sum total of all your good thoughts, and these can be increased in number indefinitely by training the mind to perpetually grow in the consciousness of absolute goodness. To grow in the consciousness of goodness, keep the mental eye upon the highest conception of absolute goodness. Try to enlarge, elevate, and define this conception or understanding of goodness perpetually. Pattern your whole life, all your thoughts, and all your actions after the likeness of this highest understanding. Then never look back, nor try to measure the goodness that you may think you now possess. Press on eternally to the higher and larger realization of absolute goodness, and leave results to the law. More and more real goodness will naturally appear in all your thoughts and actions. You will therefore become good, not by thinking that you are good, but by thinking thoughts that are created in the image and likeness of that which is good. To think thoughts that can give you more life, you must enter into the consciousness of absolute life, but you cannot enter the absolute life while you are defining or measuring the personal. If you wish to possess more quality, you must give your thoughts more quality and worth. You must forget the lesser worth of the personal and enter into the consciousness of the greater worth of absolute worth itself. So long as you think that you are thus or so in the personal sense, your thought will be on the surface. You will mentally live among effects. You will not create new causes, therefore will not produce any changes in yourself. You will continue to be as you are thinking deep down in the subconscious, where hereditary tendencies, habits, race thoughts, and other mental forces continue their usual work, regardless of your personal opinion or empty thoughts on the surface. To change yourself, you must go to that depth of mind where the causes of your personal condition exist. But your mind will not enter the depth of the within so long as your thought is on the surface, and your thought will be on the surface so long as you are thinking exclusively about your personal self. The secret, therefore, is not to form opinions about yourself or to think about yourself as being thus or so, but to form larger conceptions of principles and qualities. Enter the richness of real life and you will think richer thoughts. Forget the limitations, the weaknesses, and the shortcomings of your personal self, as well as your superficial opinions of your personal self, and enter mentally into the greatness, the grandeur, the sublimity, and the splendor of all things. Seek to gain a larger and a larger understanding of the majesty and the marvelousness of all life, and aspire to think the thoughts of the infinite. This is the secret of thinking great thoughts, and those will positively become great whose thoughts are always great.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.